Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Voters in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington State will vote in primaries today. And in the case of Kansas, they will decide the abortion issue for their state. As the Biden administration leadership role on the world stage is less than stellar, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken called on China not to escalate tensions when Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, lands in Taipei sometime today. This comes after China has issued a threat of war with the United States if Pelosi visits.
If the Speaker does decide to visit and China tries to create some kind of crisis or otherwise escalate tensions, that would be entirely on Beijing. We are looking for them in the event she decides to visit.
Taiwanese officials say her jet will land within the hour. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Los Angeles County's Board of Supervisors voted unanimously without discussion to offer jobs to illegal immigrants. President Biden single-handedly destroyed America's energy independence by attacking fossil fuels. Now, fossil fuels is pushing back on Biden.
West Virginia Treasurer Riley Moore is blacklisting multiple financial institutions from state banking contracts, accusing those institutions of boycotting fossil fuel companies. Appearing on Fox & Friends, Moore says thermal coal is important to more than just his state.
It's important to the country. It is baseload energy. This is what powers the country. And these folks are in this breakneck liberal ideology that is pushing us towards this green energy ideology that is going to just drive inflation even higher.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Trying to navigate the tax impact of inheriting an individual retirement account has become more complicated since the IRS proposed new rules in February. The rules on inherited IRAs were most recently changed in the 2019 SECURE Act, which introduced a new 10-year payout rule for inherited accounts from the lifetime payback in the old law. With all the Biden intertwining with China, as exposed in the Biden laptop, can President Biden be trusted to put America first in the face of China? Gordon Chang lived and worked in mainland China and Hong Kong for just about two decades. Chang has been elected twice as a trustee of Cornell University. Gordon on Fox News says Biden cannot be trusted to do the right thing for America.
No, we can't trust President Biden to put America first. We can't even trust him to put us somewhere in the middle of his list of priorities. You know, in that phone call with Xi Jinping, when Xi Jinping threatened the life of the president, Biden should have hung up. But we know that this extraordinarily weak posture has actually made this crisis worse. Last Wednesday, when Biden offhand told reporters that the Pentagon didn't think it was a good idea that Speaker Pelosi go to Taiwan, we heard China ramp up its already dire rhetoric. So what Biden was doing was inviting the Chinese to actually try to influence influence his administration more. This actually made things a lot more tense than they needed to be.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and thank you for joining in and being part of the solution and not adding to the problem here. You know, I know it seems like we're going against some headwinds, but they're really minor when you think about it, because the majority of Americans agree that we're on the wrong. I mean, more than a majority, 9 out of 10 of us. I think that's awesome. Now we have a basis in which we can have a discussion and decide, okay, all right, we agree we're on the wrong track. What does the right track look like? Well, we know it doesn't look like what Joe Biden's America is looking like. That's for sure, because experience defines preference, and I think we have a better idea. I mean, after all, think about this. We're bracketed by the experience of one Barack Obama. 8 years of his administration and all the corruption that runs so deep that nobody wants to talk about. It's most amazing, right? I mean, because, you know, we talk about Hunter Biden. We talk about what was going on with the Biden family, how they enriched themselves when he was vice president. Don't forget John Kerry, his involvement, shenanigans that he was doing, all the side hustling that he was doing in utilizing our country's assets and selling them out for his own personal aggrandizement. And, oh, yeah, let's throw in Hillary Clinton, too. So here you've got three major players, and we're not even bringing up Nancy Pelosi or anybody else in the Democratic Party, just those three, right, that are directly connected with the then president, Barack Obama. And you're going to tell me Barack Obama's clear and fair, that he's okay, that his beak wasn't getting wet along the way? But meanwhile, he comes out of the White House a gazillionaire, and he's buying property up in the Northeast when he supposedly were so concerned about climate change and what would happen with the environment, what would happen with his new mansion out there, his multi-million-dollar mansion that should be underwater. So he's really not all that afraid. I mean, you know, the contrasts are clear. The hypocrisy is quite clear, and the people are starting to wise up to it. But you need to stay in search and pursuit of the truth to understand that knowledge is there, but it's not just going to fall on your lap. That you've got to put some effort into this. Scott Powell joins us now. He's the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute. Hey, Scott, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's great to be with you. I listened to your dialogue, and you are right on. You are doing great work in educating the audience.
Well, knowledge is power, and as my good friend John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute says, that it is knowledge that precedes action, and I say the right knowledge, true knowledge, that precedes the right action. And this is where we are right now. I don't want to waste a lot of energy and resources because we're so animated and frustrated. We're going to end up being jailed like the J6ers. There's a smarter way to do this. And we need to think more strategically, Scott. And this is what I appreciate about what you've written in Rediscovering America, that there has to be a battle plan, because guess what? They're utilizing a battle plan against us, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, and the you know, the big battle plan is gaslighting us and deceiving us and misrepresenting the truth, divorcing us from reality. And when that happens, and we're pretty far down that road, mm-hmm. they can roll out any policies, and the vast majority of American people will. Not necessarily question things and just go along with more deception and our road to ruin. We're really on a road to ruin as a nation right now.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right. I mean, as you say,
it's not hard to understand, really. I mean, mm-hmm. it's mismanagement of resources. Mm-hmm. We're destroying our currency. We have this wonderful energy gift from God under the territory of the United States. We are the new Saudi Arabia of oil and gas. We have so much oil and gas below our surface, mm-hmm. now accessible through high technology, horizontal drilling and fracking.
Fracking,
that we,
yeah, exactly.
We can take care of our energy needs forever, really.
Yeah, and Scott, the big lie that they've put out there is that we're doing harm to the planet, to our country, and based on what? Based on a bunch of faux intellectuals who are out there with a narrative. And, you know, the thing that I find so disgusting and immoral about this, Scott, is they've utilized the people's money. They've confiscated our tax money and targeted towards those groups and those researchers that will promote this narrative. And anybody else that has a contra narrative and anything to add to expand our knowledge on the weather and, you know, climate change and carbon emissions and that, they're canceled. They're not allowed to participate. And meanwhile, we're being dumbed down and scared to think that, that this is a serious issue. I mean, so much so that you would have the Joint Chiefs of Staff, you would have General Milley saying the biggest problem that we have to face right now, it's not Russia, it's not China, it's not Iran, it's not Saudi Arabia, but it's climate change?
I mean, it's unbelievable. It is preposterous. I don't know where to begin, but we have to realize that what our government is telling us is we are being misled on almost everything and almost every policy area. Mm-hmm. The latest evidence is redefining what a recession is, right?
Exactly. Absurd. Yes.
I mean, it's
right.
Absurd. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
So all of this is good as your audience, myself, and all the people I know, as we work to educate people and bring them out of darkness, because we're the light. All of us are the light, and there are some people that will never get it. That will, mm-hmm. that are just so brainwashed that they can't see that light, but there are plenty of others that can, and that's our job, really. It's as a country that is of the people, by the people, and for the people, the change that's going to happen mm-hmm. in America is not going to come from the top, not the elites. It's going to come from the bottom.
Exactly.
Come from the masses mm-hmm. as we get educated.
Well, it'll come from the producers, Scott.
That's right.
The people out there that are producing, which sadly is a minority. It's not a distinct majority, as one of our experts had pointed out. And I likened this to the Pareto Principle, which says that 20% of any organism gives you 80% of the yield, and we're pretty close to that. So when you think about who is really affecting the GDP in the country, it's 20%. It is a minority of people out there that are working their butts off, you know, for the rest of them, because the rest of the people are, you know, bureaucrats that they only know to take. They don't create anything. They just take. They take from the taxpayers. And then you've got another group of people. You know, some are retired. They deserve to relax and, you know, take it easy. They've earned it. That's not a problem. But then we've got in that group of people that are not working and contributing, it includes the homeless. It includes people that just are flat out lazy. And we've got a party, the Democratic Party, that somehow wants to reward laziness. And we seem to be getting more of that and less of the producers. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Scott Powell after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Thank you.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. Just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, the fact of the matter is that our country, the United States, is in a world war. I mean, in much the same way that we're in a recession. You know, you can call it a technical thing. You can spin it however way you want to. But think about what's happening, you know, with Russia and Ukraine. Scott Powell is with us. Scott, I think the president just, what did he send? Another $30 billion or something to Ukraine? I mean, where is he getting this money? I mean, he just keeps pouring it to Ukraine, and it doesn't seem like there is a clear objective in all this. You know, we're just really not serious about it. And then meanwhile, we've got a House leader that's landing in Taiwan. She's already landed there. And who knows? I mean, all hell could break loose. You know, President Xi has been pounding his chest. And there's, you know, some communists that have been very open in social media, which is amazing. They don't get canceled. But somehow their tweets get to get out there and state that, you know, that the leaders, the speaker's plane should be shot down. I mean, we're on a razor's edge here, are we not?
Well, we are, but I mean, I don't often applaud Nancy Pelosi for anything, but I think her follow through and going to Taiwan was actually a good thing. I mean, it shows that you know, we're not going to be intimidated, because that's really the name of the game. The war that's being waged against us is, it's really a kind of a threefold war. It's information and propaganda, it's psychological operations or psyops,
yes.
You know, it's infiltration of our institutions, and the Chinese have done an incredible amount of infiltration of our institutions.
I mean, they've captured social media. They've captured the media. They're in every newsroom. They're in over 40 universities that they're capturing information. They're buying up farmland next to military outposts. I mean, it's on and on. It's never ending. And you know, we go back. You know, here we are. You know, wanting to go with this new Green Deal, and you think, gosh, during the the Obama administration, when we invested almost $500 billion with Solyndra, right? Because we got this great new deal and all these solar panels and everything. And just to demonstrate just how brilliant the Democrats are, after they utilize the people's money on this investment of Solyndra, they allow the Chinese to come in and underbid and kneecap our investment. And all Barack Obama can do is just kind of laugh about it and just say, I guess there weren't, you know, such shovel-ready jobs after all, or whatever it is that he was talking about. But that was the whole problem with his administration and the strategy. These guys live in the realm of the theoretical. Forget about history and forget about practical.
Well, they're getting rich off their corruption. That's the real story. The real story is our government is corrupt, and it crosses party lines, and our... many of our political leaders get rich at our expense, and
exactly,
we got to wake up and stop this crazy spending. I mean, when you ask where are they getting this money, they've learned that decades ago they realized, well, we don't have to worry about taxing as a source of revenue because we can just borrow the money, and so our debt is gone up. Many thousandfold in 25 years. It's unbelievable. We now are looking at $31 trillion of federal debt. That's impossible to pay back. And, you know, it's really going to lead to our total reset. That's going to be the real reset is going to be the collapse of the dollar.
Exactly. And every day we seem to get closer and closer to that end. And of course, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum is elated, because this is what they want. They want America's knee to bow to this one world government that they have set up an infrastructure for, right?
That's right. I've done quite a bit of research on Klaus Schwab, and I found that he's cultivated a relationship with China for 40 years. He's paid tribute to China. He looks to the Chinese political and economic model as being superior to ours, as actually being almost a model type economy. And what it is, of course, is it's rule by the elites. It's not rule by the masses. Democracy be damned. The people be damned. You know, we're gonna rule, and you know, a lot of people will be unnecessary. We're gonna have a thinning of the population. I mean, they're talking about reducing the population by 75 or 80% global population.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
and
Bill Gates and others believe.
How exactly is that gonna be pulled off? They're not. We're not gonna have gas. You know, we're not gonna gas them to death like. Nazi days, we'll starve them to death, and we'll come up with new vaccinations, which will take care of that. And already the vaccine regime that we've rolled out here is killing a lot of people.
Mm. Well, when you look at just what you said, Scott, and I don't want to go through it really quick, and that is that people could starve to death. This is what has happened previously under communist regimes. This is how they control and cull the herd, is they starve people to death. We can't even imagine what that would be like here in America, as affluent as we've been. We're in a little bit of a shock right now when we go to the grocery store and we see empty shelves. But then, you know, we're also reading about how these food plants are being destroyed. I mean, you know, what are we up to? About 36 food plants, suppliers that have been destroyed. We've got problems with Ukraine. The cost of fertilizer is going through the roof.
Where's the FBI investigating these the food plant destruction, right? We haven't heard any investigations going on. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is a clear and present danger and threat that we're being set up for, and we can see this all happening on the horizon. But this is all brought to you by an elite ruling class, as you say, that even when you hear every once in a while, it will leak out their perception. I'm not talking about Justin Trudeau, because that's quite obvious. I mean, he made that statement about 6-7 years ago, that he believed that the CCP had the best form of government ever. And more elites in our country feel the same way. That, you know, they like this totalitarian attitude and this way of governance. And, you know, so all this is a means to an end. And this is moving along. And, you know, so what? So what if there's suffering along the way? That's just the cost of doing business at the people's expense, right?
Yes, I basically agree with what you just said. Yeah. You know, when you think about it, we're in a war, and you know, we know that soldiers carry into the warfare army field manuals when they go into combat. Mm-hmm. And every citizen in America today really needs an historical and spiritual warfare manual to renew their understanding and keep their morale. I mean, we're getting demoralized by what's going on. The enemy battle plan is to keep America divided in every possible way between children and their parents, young and old, between races, between genders, between the vaxxed and the unvaxxed, and so on. What I did in my book, Rediscovering America, is to present an historical and spiritual warfare manual that will equip everyone who reads it to not only survive, but even to do well. And it's an incredible source of hope in these troubled times. And it's written for busy people, you know, who generally don't read many books. It's only 200 pages long. Every chapter is a standalone story. And it'll give you confidence in yourself and your future. And people tell me who've read it, it's not just a page turner, it's a chapter turner.
Wow.
Which is really, really pleasing to hear for the author who spent, you know, months and months and months working the manuscript to get it so that it would be easily accessible to people.
Well, it's a lifetime experience that is interwoven into your insight here, Scott, that is helpful for we the people, because you're exactly right. We need a battle plan. And the first, I would say, foundational to all this is you got to quit trusting the wrong people. You got to quit trusting the government. See, we have been developed to think that we can believe and trust in our government. We cannot. And there's only one person we can trust. And I had to go through this bit of a crisis myself. And a dear friend of mine said, look at the Word of God. And the only one that we can trust is God Himself. Okay?
That's right.
That's
amen.
And
amen.
That's the beginning. Scott Powell, as always, we appreciate the time and input. Look forward to having you back. Take care. Godspeed,
my friend. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Voters in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington State will vote in primaries today. And in the case of Kansas, they will decide the abortion issue for their state. As the Biden administration leadership role on the world stage is less than stellar, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken called on China not to escalate tensions when Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, lands in Taipei sometime today. This comes after China has issued a threat of war with the United States if Pelosi visits.
If the Speaker does decide to visit and China tries to create some kind of crisis or otherwise escalate tensions, that would be entirely on Beijing. We are looking for them in the event she decides to visit.
Taiwanese officials say her jet will land within the hour. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Before the top of the hour, Clayton Fuller is joining us. He is the experienced federal military and local prosecutor, as well as a military reserve officer with a decade of national security experience. Clayton, welcome back. Good to be talking to you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. No, excited to be back, and thanks so much for having me back on.
Well, so much has happened since you and I were able to, look at what was going on in our country, and here we are. I mean, January 6th hearings well underway. The public, by and large, looks at it as a big yawner. But meanwhile, I mean, this is rather pernicious, what they're doing. And of course, this past week was capped with the, with the arrest of Steve Bannon. I mean, what is going on with our country right now?
You know, it's interesting. I was just at a prosecuting conference for all of the district attorneys in Georgia. And it's just interesting when you look at the district attorney in Fulton County, it seems like the only thing that she's actually interested in is prosecuting her political enemies, whether it's President Trump and anybody in the state that supported President Trump here in Georgia. And I think that's just what you're seeing, whether it's January 6th or Steve Bannon. We're going into a period where the left and the Democrats and Marxists see that this is a time that we got to use the criminal justice system to go against our political enemies, as opposed to prosecuting actual criminals, which they don't do.
What's really quite telling, isn't it? I mean, is that if they were so sure and confident that all was well, that it was a legal count, that somehow, you know, the patriots who came out to, you know, question what happened on, you know, in the election that showed up at D.C. the 6th, they wouldn't be acting this way. I mean, the fact that they're just full on 100% totalitarian is quite revealing on its face, is it not?
It is. I mean, it just shows that they have no real ideas that can move the country forward. And the only thing that they can try to do are attack real leaders that could make a difference in the country, whether it's businesses or on an issue that's near and dear to my heart as a prosecutor fighting crime. And I think when you look at January 6th, if it hasn't solidified in most Republicans' minds that President Trump is the only person that can get out there and really overturn this table that is the D.C. swamp. I mean, we called him when I worked for the Trump administration. He was the disruptor in chief. And that's why the January 6th committee is happening, is because they're so afraid of him continuing to get back into the White House and make the changes that's needed in D.C. Mm.
Well, here President Trump can send out a rallying cry. You get over a million people that come to D.C. At any of his events. Thousands of people show up. Joe Biden's lucky to get 12 people in a circle. And, you know, so it's like, what kind of influence do they have? I mean, here, and then on top, as if that's not enough, they conduct a campaign that is not very popular, even amongst their own party members. The things that they were trying to sell to the party, roughly only a third could agree on any kind of agenda item, including the Green Deal, right? The new Green Deal. No more than a third of their own constituency. But yet somehow they end up getting the prize, controlling all three levers of our government, and they see this as a mandate. And here we are today, no longer energy independent, beholden to our enemies, borders that are wide open, that are, you know, funneling in human atrocities and abuse with trafficking, drugs to no end, to where last year we had over 100,000 fentanyl deaths and fentanyl coming, you know, via China in through Mexico. And meanwhile, the cartels are going, hey, man, we want to vote for Joe Biden once again, because Joe Biden has been the biggest profit adventure, you know, for us here south of the border. We've made more money under this president than any other president in history.
You're exactly right. And that's why we're seeing, when it comes to Biden's approval ratings, you're starting to see Nixon at the height of Watergate levels when he's just about to have to announce his resignation. That's where Biden is. And Bill, if I can share an image of Biden's America, especially where I work each and every day in Appalachia here in the mountains of North Georgia, I'm on my way into work today. I had to fill up my pickup truck, and it cost me over $100 just to do that. Wow. You know those little screens that have the commercials on the pumps nowadays?
Mm-hmm.
No one
yeah.
is advertising as I was spending all that time at the pump. It was advertising naloxone. Now, I don't know if your listeners know that very well, but it's something well known in prosecuting circles and law enforcement circles. It's also known as Narcan. But this is the medicine that rapidly reverses opioid overdoses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm paying $100 at the pump to look at commercials for naloxone in Biden's America. I can't think of a better picture than that. And that's what this administration is about. And you touched on the fentanyl coming across the borders, just wide open. I mean, we can talk about the numbers there, and they're record-breaking. But that driving in today, I just couldn't believe that image. That's where we are in this country right now, that we're advertising for opioid reversal medication while I'm paying $100 at the pump.
Well, we've lost our focus in so many ways, Clayton. And this is a case in point here, and a clear demonstration of what's happening not only in Georgia but across the country. And you know, sadly, again, what I have faith in is what our founding fathers gave us in a document that was blessed by God. And that is that we the people, the power is in the hands of we the people. And I think this is, again, what's so frightful for the Democrats is, yes, it's Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is the catalyst to bring the people together. And but with or without Donald Trump, the power is still there. And, you know, the era of the silent majority, you know, can no longer exist because by reason of our Constitution, it is a participation type document. You cannot just sit on the sidelines. You must get involved. You cannot be a silent majority. The silent majority is what got us into the mess that we're in right now that allowed this to happen. Because when you look back, and I would think what really kind of triggered this, in my estimation, was the campaign of Hillary Clinton. If you remember, she would repeatedly say and threaten and accuse Donald Trump of doing these totalitarian moves, that he was going to imprison his political opponents, even though she was guilty of sin on many levels. And I understand you're an attorney, and you know that's just my opinion based on what I know, the way that she got rid of evidence, what she failed to do. I mean, clearly, how she sold out her asset and her office to develop the Clinton Foundation. I mean, here we are concerned and distracted by Hunter Biden. And I go, wait a minute, this is a disease that ran rampant throughout the Obama administration. And nobody's saying Obama. Obama was the president when all this was going on, this quid pro quo that was happening with Ukraine and Russia and all this stuff between Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, yet Hillary Clinton in there. And of course, then all the other insider trading that still continues that was supposed to stop again, that we were reminded of in this past week with Nancy Pelosi and her family. But, you know, somehow we're supposed to be led to believe that, oh, there's plausible deniability. That's another term that Hillary Clinton gave. Plausible deniability, right?
Exactly right. And one thing that she can never deny, and this is why we're seeing essentially two criminal justice systems where people who enter into politics in D.C., you know, the major thing for her during that investigation with the homebrew server that she had built. I'm also, not only am I a prosecutor, but I'm also a military officer. I have a security clearance, and she had special access programs on her homebrew server as Secretary of State, and she was never prosecuted for that. And we had the director of the FBI say that he wasn't going to prosecute her for that because of the concern of what it looked like in prosecuting political enemies. But, you know, right. That doesn't apply to the right.
Yeah, but meanwhile, you have a Navy man who takes photos. He just wanted to take a photo because he was happy to be on a nuclear sub, wanted to share it with his friends, and they find out about that, and he went through all kinds of hell and what have you for a breach of national security by just taking some selfies on a submarine, a classified nuclear sub, right?
Exactly right.
But, Hillary Clinton gets away with it. We've got more coming up.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperG.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperG.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperG.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
You know, the voice of truth is quite an annoyance to people that want to live the lie. And, you know, it's interesting that we find ourselves in a position to where truth is no longer a defense. The truth has become more of an offense than a defense. They neutralized truth. I say they, the culture that said the truth is relative. Well, if you want to buy into that, that is a slippery slope. And we knew going in when that argument was first raised that that was a slippery slope, that there must be truth. You cannot live in an environment where truth is relative. All you do, I mean, real basic, is you look back on history and you see what happens to nations and what happened to cultures that embraced that idea that there was no longer absolute truth. They're gone. And along with them, the devastation that you can't even comprehend. And by devastation, I'm talking about human devastation and carnage as a result of that idea. We're in a danger zone, ladies and gentlemen. Clayton Fuller is with us right now. He's an experienced federal, military, and local prosecutor, as well as a military reserve officer with a decade of national security experience. Clayton, we were just talking off air that you just came back, and you mentioned it in the first segment. You just came back from a meeting with all these prosecutors in Georgia, and which had to be fascinating for you on many levels because you get the entire spectrum of where people are, you know, as you mentioned, you get George Soros-backed prosecutors. I mean, this is a real deal. People don't, you know, they hear about it in the news, and they can't quite get their brain about what that means. They're starting to, because they see that people are able to essentially get away with murder in some of the states in our country, and there is a I hesitate to say it's a two-tiered. It almost seems like it's a multiple-tiered justice system that we're living in today.
You're exactly right, and that's a big highlight. I've written a ton about it. If you Google my name and you look up Marxist prosecutors along with it, I've written a ton about these folks, whether it's Casey Boudin, Mike Smith in Portland, what the new Fulton County DA district attorney is doing. There is a stark divide. There is a real choice, even at the local level. So so many of your listeners need to understand that what the left has done, forget about the White House and 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. They're taking that fight to Main Street. George Soros is spending tons of money on local races with, you know, these district attorneys, and they have real consequences. And you look at the rising crime rate, those are actually, it's not a failure of law enforcement. Our folks in blue are doing everything that they can. They just don't have the policies and the leadership to actually get it done. And that's why you're seeing New Orleans with 145 murders this year, Baltimore with 174 murders, Philadelphia 240. My favorite person to pick on, and have your listeners Google Mike Schmidt in Portland. He's a top prosecutor there, took over in the summer of 2020. Essentially, since he's taken over, murders in Portland have risen 207% in murder rate in Portland. And those, in, if you look at the speeches that he's made, demonizing not only just America in general, but America's criminal justice system, he's essentially saying we should arrest less people, we should jail less people. These are real policy choices that, that we have. And I saw that with the prosecutors conference that I went to. There are Soros-backed prosecutors there, and you have a real divide in the country. And we've got to fight every day against it. We just need a
Clayton, help
George Soros.
Yeah, exactly. And help us understand here, because George Soros seems to be the prevalent boogeyman that is so pervasive, but his moves have been strategic. It's not like he just went and got any local place. There were strategic states that he targeted, and not even states. Let's just say major urban cities where there was an accumulation of population that he can control. It's interesting. I mean, I see some similarity to what was targeted with the actuation of still to be clearly evidenced is the voter fraud that took place in 2020. It didn't happen in every state. It happened in key markets and key cities in five or six different states. Is this the same type of strategy that you see happening with George Soros?
Yeah, I think what they're doing is looking at voter blocks that they can impact. And so if you look at an election, whether it's a local race for a district attorney or a law enforcement election, they're going to look, hey, maybe there's this kind of center-left candidate, or we could fund this progressive Marxist, and they're going to have all these shadow organizations that really are George Soros money, and they're going to just outspend the other person. It doesn't take much money. You're talking about elections that maybe have $50,000 to $100,000 or maybe a little bit more. So it doesn't take much of an investment to do this. And the consequences, the downstream impacts, are widespread and felt throughout the country. And that's the decision that they're making, is looking at these voter blocks. They can put the right people in place. And then there's a message from all of these voter blocks that even up to the West Wing, the country needs to move left, and that's not what the nationwide voters are going to say. So
exactly,
we need a counterbalance on the right. There really isn't anything equivalent that we have, and it's a real weakness in the conservative movement, because we're starting to see that with school boards, with what you saw with the woke policies, and
even San Francisco and Virginia. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're starting to see that a little bit, but we need it across the political spectrum, whether it's education policy on through criminal justice. But I'm fighting for that every day. Hopefully we'll get there, because we've got to push back and give alternatives to the leftist prosecutors that we're seeing across the country.
Well, and the election process has to be secured in such a way. I mean, when you allow for ballot harvesting and all these other shenanigans, I mean, that becomes a windfall profit for the likes of George Soros, because then he doesn't have to spend as much money, because then he can, you know, he can work within the system, stuff the ballot box, and get away with the shenanigans and, you know, with a minimal amount of investment, even more so, can he not?
Yeah, and that's where if you've got a question, whether you live in Fulton County or in a major county in Arizona in a larger city or something like that, if you have a question as to whether you should get trained on the election laws and the process and be an observer, if you've got a question about that, you have a moral imperative to raise your hand, get trained up, and go and make sure that this stuff isn't happening because it is. There's nationwide evidence of these things taking place, and right now the left is better organized to do that and prosecute certain improprieties more so than others. And we're not even in the arena. We're not even playing. We've got to get more people trained, and that's unfortunately we have to rely on the Republican Party to do that. And sometimes they just don't think it's a priority, and it's not a strong suit of ours. But so if you're thinking about volunteering, whether it's 2022 or 2024, get out there, go find your local Republican Party and get trained up on this, because we need more volunteers.
Well, what I'm hearing to your point here is the Republican Party is admitting that they got caught. That they were surprised. I'm saying, how can that happen? I mean, look, we saw what was happening in New York, particularly in California with ballot harvesting. They were very aggressive, and there were telltale signs. To think that pandemic, you know, voter pandemic, was not going to spread to the rest of the country was very naive, and especially when you got Mark Elias and these band of attorneys attacking these state houses. What did they think was happening? That they were just coming over just to, you know, drop off a box of chocolates and say, hey, let's have a good, fair election. Thank you very much. You think that's all that was going to happen?
Yeah, and that's one of the frustrating things, especially here in Georgia, trying to get folks back to a paper ballot. You know, I had some discussions with local elected officials on how concerned I was about, just from a cybersecurity standpoint, with the Dominion voting machines that we had here. And, you know, there just isn't much of an appetite to listen to those issues, and that's where we need just people who are on the ground, local level, just individual citizens saying this is an issue, talking to the party, talking to elected officials that we need to get this changed.
Exactly.
So you know, and we've got to clean up our voter rolls and all that kind of stuff and do the hard work, but it's going to be turned into a negative thing and cast in a negative light, but we've got to be willing to take up that fight just for the integrity of the vote.
Yeah, this has to be a movement by we the people to make this happen. It can't be driven by, you know, one party over the other. It just, you know, for the sake of fairness, that we have to have control. I mean, speaking of the Dominion machines, I was really quite shocked that Scipione, who was the, you know, the president's counsel, you know, thought that, you know, getting a hold of a Dominion machine was somehow such a major violation. I mean, wait a minute. You know, they come to Congress and they lie about a modem being in the machine that they had no way to contact or connect with the internet. But wait a minute, we got a modem here involved here, and somehow that you know, send that, there's nothing happening there, let's just ignore that. That's even coming from the White House. I mean, no wonder Donald Trump lost his mind. I mean, this guy wasn't even in a fair fight. His own people were undermining him. I don't know. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. To be continued. Clayton Fuller has been our guest, the experienced federal, mineral, military, and local prosecutor. Thank
First.
You, Clayton.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
One in three adults.